Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tip of the Day. This is ENVP Linda Parker, and I have a very special guest with me this morning, ENVP Heidi Ness. Heidi has been an MVP trip winner the last several years in a row. She's got lots of great tips to share with us, and so, Heidi, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Fabulous. Thanks so much, Linda. Hey, guys. What a great way to start our day, and really what I want to talk to you about today is how to maximize your month, the month of December. I know December 1st came around, and we turned on our computer, and we went to Arbonne.com, and we saw where the trip was, and we were so excited, and we started brainstorming and thinking and planning and got, you know, our hopes up about this trip, and then what happened is some people had some cancellations, and then some people, you know, maybe their sale didn't go as well as they planned, and so from the beginning of the month until now, what happened is you got a little wind out of your sails, and I want to put that wind back in because it's still so possible how to have the best month this month and to maximize your December. And so I just want to give you several tips on how to make that happen, and I'm going to do it by giving you 1, 2, 3, 4 words that start with the letter M. But the first one is mindset, and I know we've heard a lot about that mindset and belief and attitude. It's so important. Mindset, by the definition in the dictionary, it says the ideas and attitude with which a person approaches a situation. And so going into your month, it's really easy to buy into the excuses of, oh, I'm so busy. It's the holidays. Do you know what? Really, I believe people are busy in their mind in the holidays. They're thinking about gifts. They're thinking about baking. But if you really, you know, break every little thing apart, which we are good at doing in Arbonne, it's like, okay, baking, maximum 2 days of the month. Shopping, nobody can shop for more than, let's say, I don't know, 5 days out of the month. Nobody attends more than 5 holiday parties unless you're uber popular. And so really, the holidays, we're busy in our mind more than anything else. And so first, you have to go in with the mindset of, you know what, are you kidding me? This is the best time to have parties. This is the best time to have people purchase products, because what they're doing is they're guilt-free shopping. I was in Target today, and I was blown away how the aisles were full. I'm like, man, we still have 2 weeks before Christmas. People are shopping, and so now is the time to book presentations. So don't buy into excuses. You know that this is your best month ever. 'Tis the season, right? The second one is magic. You need to work your magic, and you need to know that you are in control of your month and take ownership in every situation. And so when I say work your magic, here's what I think of. We all have seen the movie Mary Poppins. And right before she starts singing Spoonful of Sugar, she gets out that big old bag and she puts it on the table because she's trying to find the medicine for the kids, right? And she pulls out, you know, a bird cage and a coat hanger and all of these different things. And finally at the bottom, she gets the medicine with the spoons. In this time of year, what we have to do is we've got to get our red carpet bag and have our Mary Poppins bag and pull out what people are looking for. And so it's going to be different for everybody. And this is where you don't have to have business sense. You have to have common sense and try to figure out what each person needs. So I'm just going to tell you a couple ideas that I've done this holiday season and a lot of people on my team are doing, and it's very successful. Something as simple as a hot chocolate buffet. So you do your regular party, don't switch things up, and you bring a thermos or two of hot chocolate, little mini marshmallows, a little cinnamon shaker, a cute little cups for people to put in with maybe a peppermint straw. It's going to cost you so little, but if you set it up cute and sell it to your hostess, say, hey, all you have to do is set up a thing of cookies. Let me set up this spectacular hot chocolate buffet. Another thing you can do is an ugly sweater party. I'm doing one of these this weekend, and everybody's coming in their worst Christmas sweater, and then I have a prize for the one that's the ugliest. Another one is pamper your tootsies. And so, you know, it's just a foot spa party that you're using with the pampermint set, and then as you're finishing the rest of your presentation, talking about and sampling other products, people are painting their toenails with the red toenail polish that you've given them, which you can purchase from the dollar store. And then they're putting on a pair of holiday socks when they're done that you've purchased, which you can get from the dollar store. So fun little things, you know, put the little nail polish, wrap them up in a pair of socks, ribbon. There's your pamper tootsies party. Another thing is a unwind and wine party. You provide the wine. A secret Santa party. This is the first time that I've done this, but what is happening is it's a group of women that are coming together, and none of them are buying Christmas gifts for each other. Everybody is picking out an item that's $50 or less in the catalog, and they're ordering it, and then I'm going to write down on a piece of paper, you know, what product people purchased, put it in an envelope, and then they're going to start to trade off. And it's kind of like the white elephant exchange, except it's going to be with Arbonne products. And so they don't have to go shopping for eight different friends of theirs. They're doing all of their Christmas shopping at the party. So that's something you can do. Obviously, there's catalog parties, but we always put a little twist on it. We have a little friendly competition between clients, PCs, or old business builders. And say, you know what, collect as many outside sales as you can. You can give people a 35% discount, and I've got 10 of you doing that, and whoever collects the most is going to get, and this is where you can decide, you know, maybe you're going to give them $100 in Arbonne products. Maybe you'll give them a Visa gift card so they can complete their Christmas shopping. And then the last idea is do like a shake teeny party, a Christmas shake party. And so this is going to be in between Christmas and New Year's. And what you're going to do is just have a lot of martini glasses, and you're going to make different Christmas shakes. So you can do a pumpkin one. You can do a cinnamon. You can do a chocolate mocha one. So lots of fun little things, but talking about health and wellness, because I don't know about you, but if I was asked today to come to a health and wellness party, I'd be like, sign me up. And it's not even Christmas yet. We've got like 4 weeks before I start the diet, right? Like all of us are doing with our New Year's resolution. So really, again, it's just getting that Mary Poppins bag out, and it's saying to yourself, what's going to be the best thing for this person that I'm having book? Two more quick things. So we've got mindset, magic. The next one is make a difference. You can start people. And you can have people sign up to do this business just like any other month. I sat with a lady at Chick-fil-A this afternoon. She had never really heard about Arbonne. She's signing up. She's booking 6 presentations for this month because I painted the picture of how she can earn that trip and that now was the time to get started because it's one of our best months because people are shopping. She is so excited. And what I've done is I've not just sold a product. I've made a difference in somebody's life. Because at the end of the day, we all want to hit big goals this month, for sure. But would you rather sell, you know, $2,500 by doing all these other little things, or would you rather sell $2,500 extra by starting a new person in your business and you're changing a life with that? So why don't you do all of those ideas I said, but then get people started in this business? And again, it goes back to mindset and saying, you know what? What is going to be best for you is not to delay your business. Let's just jumpstart by starting in December still, even if we squeeze in a few before Christmas and then a couple after Christmas before New Year's. So make a difference. And then the last thing is made. And I want to end with this by just saying, what are you made of? Because this month you're going to be able to tell because you have to juggle a lot of things. You have to stay focused. You have to mind your mind. You have to be on purpose. And life does not stop because you start Arbonne. Life sometimes gets a little bit more hectic. And so by working your business with purpose and vision this month, in the midst of all of the other things going on in your life, at the end of the month on December 31st, as we ring in the new year, you can take a big sigh of relief and you can say, wow, I now see what I am made of. So you can maximize your month by having a great mindset, working your magic, making a difference in people's lives by signing them up to do the business, and showing yourself what you're made of.
Heidi, that is so great. Man, so many great tips to remind us to really make the most of this month and recommit ourselves to our goals, put some things down, and just go make them happen. So you guys, you're going to want to listen to this again, I know. Don't forget, it's December. This is the month to make someone's day. Thanks so much.